Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards, Executive Director here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. Join us on Saturday mornings. Friends, today we will be reflecting on a reading from the 7th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. And as I was reflecting on this reading today, it brought to mind a memory that I'm sure that every one of us as human beings can align with in some capacity, or at least commiserate with. So I believe I was in 4th, maybe 5th grade, and I was enjoying my schoolwork one day, sitting in the classroom. I had my math workbook with me, and I started to draw a little dot on the cover. And as I began to increase the intensity of my little dot, I realized that I had pushed all the way through the cover into the first page, and I proceeded to draw my dot deeper and deeper and bigger into my math workbook until, friends, I had successfully, I know, it's hard to believe, I had successfully drilled my pencil all the way through my math workbook and out the other side, and yeah, I couldn't have been prouder. I didn't do this maliciously. It was an innocent moment of abuse of my poor math workbook. And when I got home, I had a conversation with my dad that night, and it went something along the lines of, "Aaron, what you do in your life, it doesn't just reflect on you, but it reflects on me. It reflects on our family. That when you violate your math workbook, that it reflects on the respect that our family has for those things that we've been entrusted with." And as simple of a situation as that is, I think that Jesus kind of wants to tell us a similar thing today, that we have a responsibility to live the Christian life, not just because we want to look good and not just because we want to get to heaven, but because we are the gate. We are a responsibility. We have a responsibility to lead others because others look to us. And the words that Jesus chooses today are very interesting, okay? Jesus says to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and how constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." This is a challenging reading for us. Why? Because I think I would most often be tempted to believe in a faith, to believe in a Jesus for whom salvation is easy, with whom salvation is easy, right? Here Jesus says, no, the gate is wide and the road is broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. But the gate is narrow and constricted that leads to life, and those who find it are few. We've got to work. We've got to work hard if we're going to find the narrow gate and the narrow road that leads to life. But the fruit at the end of that path is so, so worth it. Why does Jesus choose these words of the gate and the road? I think it's two things. Number one, it's because Jesus is offering us an invitation. And number two, Jesus is offering us a responsibility, right? Our invitation is this: we have been invited to follow Jesus. The responsibility is this: how do we follow Jesus? Well, we follow Jesus through the gate and through the road that others have set before us, right? We have a responsibility, friends. We have a responsibility to be that gate to Christian life. That we are the ones who others encounter Jesus through. We are the ones who others are invited to Christian life through. Not only do we have to follow the narrow way, we have to be the narrow way so that others can come into relationship with him. God, inspire us to respond, not only with a life that is lived according to your law, Jesus, but with a life that is lived outwardly so that others can see and know that by our actions and by our response that we carry your name. Thanks for joining us again. My name's Aaron Richards here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus, visit us at damascus.net. God bless you.